It's Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Elected leaders, law enforcement officials, and advocacy groups in Nevada are among those offering reflections on former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's guilty verdict in the murder of George Floyd. Many, including Governor Steve Sisolak and U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, held the verdict as, quote, the right decision and a step toward justice. Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balaam used the opportunity to underline his office's commitment to building trust and respect throughout the entire community. He says officers who tarnish the profession should be held accountable for their actions. Other groups, such as the American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada, say the verdict highlights the need for the state to do more to curb future police violence. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has finalized plans meant to fully reopen the state by June 1st. Sisolak signed Emergency Directive 44 on Tuesday. The order transitions the authority to institute coronavirus mitigation efforts from the state to counties and school districts beginning May 1st. It also updates the process for approving large gatherings and events. The state's other coronavirus mitigation measures, with the exception of the mask mandate, are now set to end on June 1st. The CDC confirms that after-school activities like youth sports are creating COVID-19 clusters and contributing to the rise in cases. Melissa Marks teaches public health at Johns Hopkins, and she's the head coach of her son's soccer team. She says sports are important because kids benefit from social interaction, but she's concerned case counts could rise.
We have a lot of kids back in schools, so kids who are transmitting on the sports fields are then potentially transmitting in schools. They're potentially transmitting to their parents and grandparents and other people who might have serious infections.
Youth sports have resumed all across our region. Mark says public health protocols should continue to be taken seriously. Students at Bishop Minogue Catholic High School in Reno will move back online for distance learning this week. In an email to parents, school leaders will make the switch until April 29th. School leaders say nearly 30 people at the school have recently tested positive for the novel coronavirus. They were also notified by the Washoe County Health District the outbreak may include some COVID-19 variants. All athletics are also canceled as a result. Health officials reported 381 new cases and 9 additional deaths in Nevada on Tuesday from the novel coronavirus. Both are well above the state's 2-week rolling average of new daily cases and deaths. Nevada has seen a steady increase in nearly all COVID-19 metrics since the state started relaxing coronavirus mitigation efforts last month. The test positivity rate remains at 5.9% after climbing more than 1.5% in recent weeks. We often hear about efforts to support and conserve rare species like the spotted owl or Joshua trees, but new research finds that some very ordinary plants and animals deserve our attention as well. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder monitored plants and pollinator species in a Colorado mountain meadow for more than 5 years. They found a complicated web of interactions with so-called generalist species at the center. That is, species that interact with a bunch of other kinds of species. Those included insects like flies and flowering plants like the common yarrow, which has a little platform of white flowers. Julian Rosasco led that research. He says those kinds of plants and insects persist across longer seasons and across a wider geography.
They kind of act as these linchpins or anchor points that are really important for supporting a lot of biodiversity of plants and pollinators.
Ultimately, he says they could help stabilize an ecosystem and help rarer species as the climate changes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Nevada lawmakers on Tuesday passed dozens of bills through the state Senate and Assembly and diverted several others back to a key committee. That's in order to ensure their priority proposals survive past a crucial deadline. Unless granted exemptions, bills were required to pass through a first chamber by the end of the day yesterday. Bills to make doxing a crime, allow veterinarians to practice telemedicine, and prohibit cat declawing passed through the first chamber. The state assembly amended a bill proposing a ban on ghost guns, and the Senate passed bills about HIV criminalization and security deposits. High school seniors in Elko County will accept their diplomas in person this year. According to the Elko Daily Free Press, district leaders announced the return to an in-person commencement ceremony this week. District leaders were given the green light under the state's COVID-19 reopening plan. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, April 21st. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News.